Good morning to everyone. It's a pleasure to welcome everyone to the Seder of Learning this morning for Shavasa B'Tammuz, for the Bein HaMitzarim. Just read in Slichos, B'Shavasa B'Tammuz Gor Mulonu Avonos. So everything that happened on Shavasa B'Tammuz and these Tzaros and the Avelos of the coming weeks were all caused by our sins. Sometimes I get the feeling that the period of Bein HaMitzarim is an intrusion on the joys of summer. Really, it's a shock, because here the summer's going along, we're enjoying the beautiful weather, and all of a sudden now there's a fast day, another fast day, increasing levels of avelus, increasing intensity from the beginning towards the end. And it's a wake-up call to remind us of our history, of Tzaros of today, and really the glories of the future. Rav Kook once wrote, he asked, why do we say every day in the Shemoneh Esrei, L'Yerushalayim Irach V'Rachmim Toshuv? Just think about Yerushalayim. Person gets up in the morning, you think about getting up, going to work, earning a living, taking care of the children. Who's thinking of Yerushalayim? So he said, that's exactly the point. Every day we have to think about Yerushalayim. Every day we have to reckon with the Churban, and we have to prepare for the Gula as well. If we do that every single day, then when the period of Bein HaMitzarim comes, we have to intensify our awareness of loss and our planning for the future as well. And so there's no more auspicious way to begin than with a morning of learning about a variety of inyonim related to the period of time in which we now find ourselves, and the Golus, and the Churban, and we pray the Gula as well. I want to welcome our Veli Baruch Shulman and to our shul this morning, be giving the first shiur on the topic of Inyanei Avelus during the Bein HaMitzarim period. Rav Shulman is no stranger to Tinek, as a family here, Rosh Yeshiva in Reitz, as well as Mar Da'asov, Young Israel of Midwood, and someone who's well known in our world for his Torah, for his Midos, for his outspokenness about the Mesorah, which is always appreciated. After Rabbi Shulman, we're here as well from Rav Nathanael Wiederblank, who's the Ram at Reitz, as well as the incoming Rosh Kolel, the YU, CJF, and Reitz B'nai Yeshurun Kolel, that starts here right after Labor Day. You'll forgive me, I have a bris to attend in about 15 minutes or so I'm going to run out after a quarter hour and then come back after the bris. But in the meantime, it's a great kavod and zchus for me to present for our Veli Baruch Shulman.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Pazinski. A few weeks ago, they asked me for the title, what I'm going to speak about, and at the time, I really hadn't the slightest idea what I was going to talk about. So I told them that I'll talk about Inyanei Bein HaMitzarim and Avelus. I figured that's broad enough, I could talk about anything. But what I finally decided that to talk about is a shiloh that somebody asked me. One of my Balabatim asked me the following shiloh. I think it has repercussions to a few things. He said he was originally planning to, he wanted to visit Europe. He was going to go on one of these tours in Europe, one of these historical tours. And his plan was that he would be flying back on Shavuos B'Tammuz. I think back. You fly back, it's longer, right?
Right.
Longer. So he's going to be flying back in Shavuos B'Tammuz, and of course the problem was if he flies back in Shavuos B'Tammuz, and that was the only day that he could fly, otherwise I think he had to cancel the trip. And if he would fly back in Shavuos B'Tammuz, so he would have a very long, which seems like he would have a very long tainus, instead of the tainus being as long enough as it is, I don't know how long is the tainus, 14 hours, 15 hours, he would have to add another 6 hours to the length of the, 5 hours to the length of the tainus, which would make it really unbearable. And that was the question, is there some etzel that he could find that he could perhaps curtail the length of the tainus? In the end, he canceled the flight and he canceled the trip, and that's the end of the story. But I was thinking about the various facets of this, And that's what I want to talk about. And I guess we could turn out fit it under the heading of Binyonei, but certainly Yonei Ben HaMitzarim. And I don't know about Aveilus Ben HaMitzarim. In any event, let's begin as follows. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Zechariah, the Novi Zechariah who flourished at the beginning of Bayit Sheni. So the pasuk described how the people came to Zechariah and Novi, and they said, you know, we're rebuilding now the Beis Hamikdash, and we're so happy. And now the fast days of Tisha B'Av, Asar B'Tavis, Sayim Gedalia, what we have as Shavuos B'Tammuz in those days was probably the ninth day of Tammuz, because the fast day that we have today, Shavuos B'Tammuz, marks the day that the walls of Yerushalayim were breached by Churban Bayis Sheni. By Churban Bayis Rishon, the walls were breached on the ninth day of Tammuz. So presumably, but the fast of Tammuz existed already at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, but then it was on the ninth day of Tammuz. But in any event, the point is that these four Taniyos were already in place then. At the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, they already had the fast of Sen Gedalia, they already had the fast of Asar B'Teves, they had the fast of Tisha B'Av, first Beis Hamikdash was also destroyed on Tisha B'Av, and they had a fast day on Tammuz. Not Shavuos of Tammuz on the ninth day of Tammuz. But now they were rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash. And they came to this Chai Hanavi, and they asked him, what's the story now with these fast days? Should we continue to cry and to fast for Efke? Should we continue to mourn on these days? But perhaps now that Eretz Yisrael is being rebuilt and the Beis Hamikdash is being rebuilt, perhaps it's no longer necessary. So Zechariah HaNavi answered them. He said, "Koyomer Hashem Tzvokes, Soymer Revi, the fast that falls out on the fourth month, which is Shavuos Sar B'Tammuz, this is Nisi Ben Tammuz, the Tzayma Chamishi and Tisha B'Av, the Tzayma Shvi and Sen Gedalio, the Tzayma Asiri and Asar B'Teves, Yil L'Beis Yehuda L'Sosoin U'L'Simcha. They will become days of celebration." Is this Chai was saying that now that we're building the Beis Hamikdash, these are no longer days of mourning, now they're days of, on the contrary, they are nerpa, they become converted into days of celebration. That's the pasuk. So the Gemara asks, correlate Shoyim, the correlate Sosin v'Simcha. If, there seems to be a tension in the pasuk. If Chai and Ovi is in fact saying to them that these days are now Yom Tovim, and they're no longer fast days, then why does he call them days of Tzayim? Zechariah still uses the term Tzayim HaRevi, the Tzayim HaChamishi, the Tzayim HaShvi. Why is it called the Tzayim if now it's days of Sosin and Simcha? So I suppose the simple answer might have been these were days that were Tzayim in the past, and now they're becoming days of Sosin and Simcha. But the Gemara says a different answer. The Gemara says that what the Navi was telling them is that even though these days are, now we're going to celebrate them as happy days, but they nonetheless retain that quality that in bad times they convert back to Yom Tzayim. And these are days that they have this binary quality. In good times, the days of Sosin V'Simcha. When the Beis Hamikdash is being rebuilt, we celebrate them as the days of Sosin V'Simcha. But if there'll be Chalila bad times, then they convert back to being Yom Tzayim, and they retain this dual quality. So therefore says the Gemara, "Bizman shiyeh shalom, yil l'sosin u'l'simcha." Ein shalom, but a time when it's not a time of shalom, a time when it's bad for the Jews, then they revert back to being a day of tzayim. Then the Gemara adds, "Omer Rapapa." Rapapa says that it's not binary, but there's really three states. "Bizman shiyeh shalom, yil l'sosin u'l'simcha." When it's going great, then we're rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash. It's times of sosin u'l'simcha. At the other extreme, Yesh Gzeiris HaMalchus, at times of persecution, when it's very, very bad times, then these are days when you have to fast. Ein Gzeiris HaMalchus V'Ein Shalom, what about times that are not the best of times, and they're not the worst of times? They're just times in between, times we're muddling along, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. On the other hand, it's not a time of specially oppressive persecution. Times like most of Jewish history throughout the Golos, Ramban writes that most of Golos, we more or less get along, more or less get by, and then every now and then we have very bad periods. So in those kinds of times, says the Gemara, Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ein Misanim. Then it's voluntary. If we want to, we could fast, but it's not obligatory. We don't have to fast. Then the Gemara asks, Yehochi Tisha B'av Nami. So Tisha B'av should be the same way. Zechariah Novi was talking about Tisha B'av as well. And the Gemara assumes axiomatically that Tisha B'av is not voluntary. Tisha B'av is obligatory even in times that are not so wonderful. So the Gemara answers, Shining Tisha B'av, Hayul B'huchbul U'Baitzayis. Tisha B'av is special since there was twice the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'av. So that's an especially bad day, inauspicious day. And on Tisha B'av, there's a chiyuv to fast no matter what. And that's the bottom line of the Gemara. So the Gemara comes out, maskana, that generally speaking, in times, let's say times like today, ordinary times, when we're not especially on top, we're not especially on bottom, in ordinary times, Tisha B'av is obligatory because it's Yom Shehuchbu Batzaris, such a bad day. But the other three taniyos that Chai was of these four taniyos, the other three, Sarbet Tevis and Shilas Shavatamos and Tzan Gedalia, are Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ein Misanim. If we want to, we can fast, but we don't want to, then we don't have to. The Shem read that nowadays the custom became that we fast all of these three taniyos, and regardless, we put ourselves into a state of Rotsu. So I have a suffix, really a double suffix, about this condition of Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ein Misanim. My suffix is the following. First of all, let's say a person decides, or a community decides, or the whole Jewish people decides, that we are going to fast on Shivasa B'Tamas, but we are going to fast on Asara B'Tavis. So now, what is the nature of this fast? The original Shivasa B'Tamas is not just a minug, it's not just a voluntary fast. The original Shivasa B'Tamas was a takonas Nevi'im, was put into place by Nevi'im. It's already described by Zechariah Novi, and likewise with the other three taniyos. So it's a tzoyim that has the severity of Divrei Kabbalah. It's on the level of Divrei HaNevi'im, which is a certain level of, it's not quite a deraisa, but it's a very strong level, the Sagasai writes, that any obligation, any mitzvah that's Divrei HaNevi'im is stronger than a derabbanan. The ordinary rules of a derabbanan don't necessarily apply. So when a person fasts on Shavuos or Batamis, we don't have to fast, but what's the misanim if we do fast? What's the nature of the fast? Is it a fast Divrei Kabbalah? Are we fasting the tzoyim that the Novi is talking about? A fast that has the chomer of Divrei Kabbalah. And the mechayev would oblige, not the chayev, but the kiyum is a kiyum of a tzoyim in Divrei Kabbalah. Or do I say, no, the tzoyim that's in Divrei Kabbalah, we don't have to fast because it's not a time of Gzeres HaMalchus, and it doesn't oblige us. If we want to, we could fast a voluntary fast. A fast that, like any time a person could be metabol tainus, and he could oblige himself to fast, but it's the kiyum that he has is a kiyum of kabbalah's tainus, but not a kiyum of a tainus that's midivei kabbalah. In other words, there's really two ways to read the words of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, rotsu misanim, rotsu ein misanim, does the Gemara mean that there are these fast midivei kabbalah, and they still exist? There still exist a tzoyim of Tzoyim Gedalia and Shivas of the Thomas and so on, Medivei Kabbalah, Medivei HaNevi'im. But since we're in this ambivalent historical period, so it doesn't oblige us. But if we want to fast, we are Mekayim at that same time that the Navi was talking about. What does the Gemara mean? That Bezman Shiyei Sholoim, when is the Beis HaMikdosh? So these are days of Sosim and Simcha, and you're not allowed to fast. Bizman of Xeris HaMalchus, and these are days when you have to fast Mitakonas HaNevi'im, and when it's not Xeris HaMalchus, but on the other hand it's not Sholoim, as is generally the case, so then it's not us to fast, because it's not days of Sosa and Simcha, but on the other hand you're not obliged to fast, because the Tainus is not Mechayim, rather it's like every day of the most days of the year, when if you want to be Mechabal Tainus you could, there's no issa to be Mechabal Tainus, but you have to be, but it's a Tainus of your own, it's not a Tainus to Divrei HaNevi'im. That's the first question. So the Rambam is Mashma. The Rambam says as follows. The Rambam, when he describes these taniyos, so the Rambam talks about the four taniyos that we're describing, and the Rambam sums up that these four taniyos are Midivei HaNevi'im. The Rambam doesn't talk about even the Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ein Misanim, since nowadays the minhag became that we all fast. So the Rambam just writes that is it that we, just like it as Kilu, it's obligatory. We have to fast on these 4 days, and these 4 days of the Rambam, Kol Eilu Ataniyos, are Midivei HaNeviim. So the Biskirov was already in the Dayak in the Rambam, that it seems that the Rambam learns that when we observe these fast days, because we decided all to be Ratzu, so we observe them not as just a Kabbalah Tainus of our own, but rather we observe them as Taniyos that are Midivei HaNeviim, and the Divei HaNeviim, in other words, it has the quality, pretty clear in the Rambam, that these Taniyos, in fact, even though they're not obligatory, we're just volunteering to, we're just Ratzu Misanim. Nonetheless, once we're in a state of Ratzu Misanim, they have the quality of Taniyos that are Midivei HaNeviim. But I have another question, another Sofik as well. Ordinarily, by a tainus, by a private tainus, a person decides, you know, tomorrow I want to fast. For whatever reason, he had a bad dream, or for some other reason, he wants to do the shuvah. Decides tomorrow I want to fast. So the halacha is that he has to, the day before, he has to be mekabel tainus. He has to say that hareini the tainus lemocha, that tomorrow I'm fasting, in order to give the next day the quality of a day of tzoyim, of a day of tainus. If he's not mekabel tainus the day before, usually by mincha, when a person is mekabel tainus by mincha, if he's not mekabel tainus the day before, then the next day, if he fasts, from a halachic point of view, it's meaningless. So then he's not eating. He may be hungry, but he's not being misaneh. He doesn't have a tainus in the halachic sense. A tainus needs, every tainus needs, private tainus, needs a kabbalah tainus. Of course, taniyos that we have to observe because of the Aisalak and Kippur, or because Chazal made this tainus, like Tisha B'Av, those taniyos don't have to have a Kabbalah tainus, those taniyos, you don't have to say, the day before Yom Kippur, you don't have to say, Areini b'tainus l'mocha. The day before Tisha B'Av, you don't have to say, Areini b'tainus l'mocha. What about these taniyos, Asar B'Tevis, and Shiva Sabatamos, Shem Gedalia, where it's Rotsu M'tzanim, Rotsu E'Misanim. So we've already established from the Rambam, that once I decide to fast, so it has the quality of a fast Midivei Kabbalah. It's not a private fast. It's a fast Midivei Kabbalah. But even though it's a fast Midivei Kabbalah, the time is Midivei Kabbalah, but it needs Ratzu. It needs, we don't have to fast, not obligatory. You have to decide that I'm gonna fast. So you need to have a Kabbalah's Tainus. Does a person have to say, let's say before all of Klai Yisrael decided that we're going to be Noyik to fast. So every year was a decision, private decision, communal decision. Should we fast tomorrow in Shavuot Sabbatamos or not? Did it require a Kabbalah's Tainus? Did one have to say the day before Hareini b'tainus l'mocha? Does it need a Kabbalah's Tainus? Or perhaps not. Perhaps it doesn't need a Kabbalah's Tainus. Maybe the Tainus is Chav. Maybe since this is a Tainus Medivei Kabbalah, it's not obligatory. But it's already a Tainus Medivei Kabbalah, so you could just go into it and you could fast and it has a Shem Tainus without you having to do a Kabbalah's Tainus. Perhaps one could bring a raya from a Ramban. The Ramban says that in the original Divrei HaNeviim, in the original Takanos HaNeviim of 4 Taniyos, all of the Taniyos had the same severity as Tisha B'Av. They all started the night before. That was by Bayis Rishon, by Churban Bayis Rishon, when they first made these fasts. They were all the same. They all started the night before. They all included Chamish Einuyim, the same as Tisha B'Av, not only Achilu and Shvi'u, but Rechitza and Sicha and the Yilas HaSandal, Tashu Shemitah, all of the Taniyos, that everything that Tisha B'Av has, all of the Taniyos had. Tisha B'Av was no different than the other Taniyos. So why today, says the Ramban, is it that on Tisha B'Av we have all of these extra Chumas, and on the other Taniyos we don't, we eat the night before, and we're Mutter B'Rechitza V'Sicha and so on, says the Ramban. Since the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av is obligatory, we don't have a choice. You have to fast on Tisha B'Av. But the other time he says, Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ei Misanim, it's voluntary, it's only if we want to. So even though, says the Ramban, all of Chai Yisrael decided that we are Rotsu, we want to fast on these days, but we only said Rotsu that we want to fast to the extent that we'll fast during the day. We never said we want to fast the night before. We only had a Rotsu that we want to not have a Chilu V'Shtiyu, but we never said we don't want to take a shower. And that there was no Rotsu. So since these other 3 taniyos, they're voluntary, it's Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Misanim, so therefore it's only to the extent that we were Rotsu. It obliges us to the extent that we were Rotsu. Since we were Rotsu only by day, we were Rotsu only in Achilu V'Shtiyu, so therefore the other 3 taniyos, that's all that we have to do. L'chora, you see from this Ramban, that the Rotsu defines the tainus. It's not just that there's a tainus Medivei Kabbalah which if you want to, you could do it. If you don't want to, you don't have to do it. But the whole tainus is defined by the Divrei Kabbalah, by the Divrei Hanaviim. The Ratzu defines the tainus. I am only Misaneh to the extent that I was Ratzu. That would perhaps indicate that you have to have a Kabbalah's tainus. Those, if the tainus would just exist, you know, I know a good muscle. You have the tainus would exist. There's a tainus when you make Kabbalah called Shivasa Batamas. Ratzu ain't Misaneh. If you don't want to do it, so we say, okay, times aren't so bad. You don't have to be Misaneh. But if you want to do it, then you do it the way the straightened gate, the way it says, the way the tainus was originally enacted. That's the tainus that you plugged yourself into. So that tainus was from the night before, and that tainus included all of the five minuyim. If the Ramban tells me that even though we are Misaneh, but we're only Misaneh the way we want to fast, by day, and only Achila Vashtiyah, not the way the Nevi'im originally, the way the Nevi'im originally enacted. So that would seem to indicate that the Tainus is created by our Kabbalah as well. So even if we'll say like the Rambam, that once you're Mekabal the Tainus, so you plug into the Takonim of Divrei Hanaviim, but you have to be Mekabal the Tainus, and therefore you only plug in to the extent that you are Mekabal. Maybe I'll put it just briefly. I'll put it maybe a little bit differently to make it clear. On the one hand, the Rambam says that these taniyas that we fast, even though we're only fasting voluntarily, it's rotzu emisanim. So only Klal Yisrael decided we want to volunteer to fast these days. Nonetheless, the Rambam says that when we fast these taniyas, as we have decided to do, so it's called an observance of the taniyas midivrei Kabbalah. It's not some fast that we made up. These are the same taniyas that the Nevi'im described. So for the Rambam, you see that when we fast these taniyas, we're fasting the taniyas of Divrei Kabbalah. On the other hand, the Ramban says that we only fast to the extent that we want to fast. We want to fast by day, not by night. We want to fast, we want to have Achila V'Shtiyah. We're willing to be Metabal Achila V'Shtiyah. We're not willing to be to refrain from Rechitza and so on. So from the Ramban it seems that these fasts that we're fasting are our fasts, that we were Metabal, not the original taniyas that the Nevi'im had described. Because the Nevi'im had described taniyas that were much more severe. And we're fasting in a way that's much less severe. So it sounds like it's our tainus, not the Nevi'im's tainus. So how do we reconcile the Ram and the Ramban? Maybe it's a machlokes. But I don't think it has to be a machlokes. I think we could put the two together. The idea is there's a tainus out there that the Nevi'im enacted. But that tainus they enacted in a time when it's not Exeris HaMalkos is Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ei Misanim. You have to be Mekabalit. It's not something that, does not Mechayiv if you're not Mekabalit. And since it's not mechayiv, you're not mekabel the tainus, so the tainus doesn't have any force unless we're mekabel the tainus. So therefore, it only has force to the extent that we're mekabel it. And since we're only mekabel it to the extent that we resolve to fast by day and not by night, we're only mekabel the tainus to the extent of achilu v'shtiyah, not mechitza, and so on. So that's the only force that the tainus has, and the tainus therefore only obliges us now in those aspects of the tainus that we voluntarily agreed to be misaneh. The truth is that this question, this hakir that I have, does there need to be a kabbalah's tainus by these three taniyas? Would seem to be a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch writes that on the Shabbos before these three taniyas, so Nedalia, Sarbatavis, and Shemos Batamos, the Shliach Tzibur would get up in Shul, and he would be machris, and he would announce that this week, on this day, is a tainus. The only days you don't have to do it, says the Shulchan Aruch, are on Yom Kippur, and on Tisha B'Av, and on Tainus Esther. It gives a simon, Okaf, Pasuk, Okaf, Olai Piyu. Okaf is Rosh Tevis. He muzzled my mouth. So it's Rosh Tevis, Okaf, Esther, Kippurim, and Tisha B'Av. Akav Aleph is Esther, Chaf is Yom Kippur, and Pei is Yom Kippur, what's Pei? Kippurim, I guess Kippurim, so that pay is Kippurim. Anyway, so it's good. Just a similar. Anyway, so what's the logic over here? What's the logic? So the logic is that Yom Kippur is not Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. You have to be Mishanah, so it doesn't need a Kabbalah. Pitchavov, the Gemara says, also is not Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. It's not a choice. If you're in Shuch Bulu Beit Tzoris, the Gemara says that you have to fast. So since you have to fast, it doesn't need a Kabbalah. Tainus Esther is not, also not from these Taniyas. Tainus Esther, the Rambam writes, is only a minhag, but it's a minhag that's obligatory. It's not Rotsu Mitzanim, Rotsu Ein Mitzanim. Chai Yisrael have a minhag, though you fast in Tainus Esther. So therefore, there's no need to be Mekabel Tainus earlier. But these three Taniyas that are Rotsu Mitzanim, Rotsu Ein Mitzanim. So if it's Rotsu Mitzanim, Rotsu Ein Mitzanim, you have to be Mekabel Tainus from before. So how are we Mekabel Tainus? So instead of every individual, the minchud before, saying Hareini B'Tainus L'Mochar, the Tzibur as a whole, Shabbos before, so the tzibur gets up on the Shabbos before and everybody is in shul. Minchah of Tainus, maybe who says everybody's going to be in shul? But in Shabbos, everybody comes to shul. The Shliach Tzibur announces that the whole tzibur is b'tainus on this and this day this week, and that way we have a Kabbalah Tainus on these three days. Of Kippurim and Purim. Okay, fine. It's all right. Not Esther. It's Purim and of. Yeah, that works better. The Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah says that Minhag Ashkenaz is that we do not announce these Taniyos. We don't think it's necessary to announce these Taniyos. And it's just Shivasa Batamas without our having to say anything in Shul in advance. So what's the Machlaikas here? This is the Machlaikas. The Shulchan Aruch holds that since it's Rotsu Mitzanim, Rotsu Ein Mitzanim, you have to have a Kabbalah Tainus before. Like any voluntary fast, you have to have a Kabbalah Tainus before. And therefore the Shiach Tzibur has to be a Kabbalah Tainus on behalf of the whole Tzibur. And on the other hand, the Ramah holds Minhag Ashkenaz is that, no, since these are Taniyas that are Medivei Kabbalah, Medivei Anavim, so even though it's Rotsu Mitzanim, Rotsu Ein Mitzanim, but once we decide that we want to fast, that a person wants to fast, or the community wants to fast, it doesn't have to be Mekabel Tainus. It only have to be Mekabel Tainus when you're creating the Tainus out of whole cloth. I decide I want to fast tomorrow, I'm making up a Tainus. That needs a Kabbalah's Tainus. But here when you have a pre-existing Tainus that the Nevi'im established, so now it may not be obligatory, but once you do it, you're not making up the Tainus. And therefore, Minhag Ashkenaz says that in such a case, you don't have to have a Kabbalah Tainus. You can just walk into the Tainus and say, I'm here, and you can fast, and nothing more is necessary. So it seemed to be a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. However, there's a kashya. The Ramah includes Tainus Esther. Ramos says not only does Asar B'Tavis not need and Shivasa B'Tamos saying Gedalia, not only then don't we have the Shliach Tzibur get up and shul and say tomorrow is going to be Tainus, but by Tainus Esther as well we don't have this business that the Shliach Tzibur. I'm sorry, the Ramos, fine, this is the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that on Asar B'Tavis, Shivasa B'Tamos, on the three Taniyos, the Shliach Tzibur gets up and shul and he announces this week is going to be a Tainus. Again, because you have to have a Kabbalah Tainus, Rotsu Mitzanim, Rotsu Ein Mitzanim. By Tainus Esther, according to the Shulchan Aruch, never mind our minute, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, by Tainus Esther, does the Shliach Tzibur get up in shul and announce that this week is going to be Tainus Esther? That was the Simon, Okraf Olapiyu. Right, we corrected it. Okraf Olapiyu. The pay is poor. Tainus Esther, Shliach Tzibur does not have to get up and announce that there's going to be a Tainus. So why not? Why not? Tainus Esther is not Midirei Hanavim, it's not Midiraisa, it's not Midirabonon. So why don't we have to have by Tainus Esther, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, why doesn't the Shliach Tzibur have to get up before Tainus Esther and announce that there's going to be a Tainus? So the answer presumably is, because since there's a minute to fast in Tainus Esther, the Rambam writes Tainus Esther is Minhag Yisrael, there's a minute to fast in Tainus Esther. So the Minhag, it also obliges. A minhag is also obligatory. In halacha, a derais is obligatory, a derabonin is obligatory. A minhag is also obligatory. So since there's an obligation to fast on Tainus Esther by force of the minhag to fast on Tainus Esther, so therefore it's not a case of rotsu mitzanim, rotsu ein mitzanim. Tainus Esther is not voluntary. Tainus Esther is obligatory mikayach the minhag. If it's obligatory mikayach the minhag, so therefore it doesn't have to have a kabbalah tainus on the Shabbos before. So therefore, so now I have a question. Shivasa B'Tamuz and Asar B'Tavis and Shem Gedalia, true, the Gemara says, Rotsu Mitzanim, Rotsu Ein Mitzanim, that they're voluntary. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that the Shliach Tzibur has to get up Shabbos before and announce that we're going to fast, because you have to have a Kabbalah and a voluntary Tainus. You need a Kabbalah Tainus. My question is, but nowadays we have a minute to fast in Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz and on Sarah B'Tavis and on Sarah Gedalia. We don't just take a vote every Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz, are we going to fast or not? Minute Yisrael is that we were metabel to fast. So now that we have a minute to fast on these three tiny yos, so the minute makes it obligatory. So it shouldn't be any less than Tainus Esther. So if Tainus Esther doesn't need the shliach tzibur to get up and shul and announce it, because the minhag is mechayev. So these three taniyos, why is the Shulchan Aruch hold that on these three taniyos, the shliach tzibur has to get up and announce the advent of the Tainus? Forget about the Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ei Misanim. But now we have a minhag. And the minhag is mechayev, not less than Tainus Esther. And the minhag, therefore, should obviate the need for Kabbalah's Tainus. Again, the question is, so again, let's go over the kasha. Maybe then we'll go to the test. I think there's a vort over here. I want to say a vort, but let's first have a clarity in the question. We have a machoikah to Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, by the obligatory taniyos, you don't need the Shliach Tzibur to announce before, because you don't need a Kabbalah's taniyos. What are the obligatory taniyos? Yom Kippur, we understand, is obligatory. Tisha B'Av is obligatory. Gemara says, Chukh B'Lu B'Tzoros. Not a matter of choice. And Tainus Esther is obligatory. Why is Tainus Esther obligatory? It's not a Dereisa, not a Rabbana, not Dibi Kabbalah, but it's a Minog. A Minog is also obligatory. So on those obligatory Taniyah, he says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to, the Shliach Tzibur doesn't need a, there's no need for Kabbalah's Tainus, there's no need for any announcement by the Shliach Tzibur. By the voluntary Taniyahs, namely Asar B'Tavis, Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz, and Sen Gedalia, there you have to have a Kabbalah's Tainus, and there the Shliach Tzibur has to get up and he has to make an announcement. And again, the Rambam says, Minhag Ashkenaz, we never make an announcement because we hold nothing nowadays is really obligatory. Nothing here is voluntary, so we don't make any announcements. But the Shulchan Aruch holds, the Mechaber holds, that by the voluntary Taniyos, you have to have a Kabbalah's Taniyos, you have to have a Achrozel. And these Taniyos are voluntary. Unlike Taniyos Esther and so on that are obligatory. So my question is, maybe at the time of the Gemara, Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ein Misanim, then it was true that these three Taniyos were voluntary. You didn't have to fast. Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ein Misanim. But now that the minhag has become, as the Rishonim write, and Shulchan Aruch also writes, now that the minhag has become that we all fast on these three taniyos, so that means we've accepted them as a minhag. Now that we've accepted them as a minhag, they shouldn't be less than Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is also a minhag. And if on Tainus Esther it's not necessary to have achrazah, so why on these three taniyos should it be necessary to have achrazah? It's a strange thing. So I want to suggest a tzavot. We have these three taniyos. These three taniyos, they come to us from the Nevi'im. From Schaya Novi and from before. So they're showing right, these are taniyos, midivei Kabbalah, midivei Nevi'im. So they have a certain severity, they have a certain chomer that a taniyos that's just a minhag doesn't have. But those taniyos, the way the Nevi'im established them, are involuntary. Unless it's a time of Zeres HaMalchus, a time of Shmad, the Psahalokos Le'elim, then they become obligatory. But in ordinary times, these are taniyos that, as far as the Nevi'im are concerned, these are voluntary taniyos. What does voluntary mean? It's a point to Shulchan Aruch, it means you have to have a Kabbalah's Tainus. You have to say, I'm going to fast tomorrow Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz, or the Tzibur as a whole, the Shliach Tzibur on behalf of the Tzibur as a whole, has to announce beforehand that we're going to fast this week, we're going to fast Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz. But once you have that Kabbalah's Tainus, and you have that Achrozo, then when we fast on Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz, we're observing a fast that's on the level of Shaya Novi, on the level of Divrei Kabbalah. Tainus Esther is just a minhag. So when we fast on Tainus Esther, what level of Tainus do we have? A level of Tainus and a level of Minug. It's a lesser level. It's less Choma. Even in Halacha, it's less Choma Tainus Esther because it's only a Minug. So I want to suggest the following. If the Shliach, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to have a Kabbalah's Tainus by these three Tainus, if we would say, let's say on Shabbos before Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz, let's say we're in the shul where we follow the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to announce, we announce that there's a Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz this week. If we would say no, we don't have to announce that there's Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz this week, because Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz is a minhag. We were all mekabelit as a minhag. So we could forgo the Kabbalah's Tainus. We could forgo the Rotsu. Forget about the Rotsu. It's a minhag. So if we would do it that way, we would say we're going to just fast on Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz because minhag Yisrael is to fast on Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz. So what level, then when Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz came, what level of tainus would we have? We would have a tainus on the level of a minhag. But it would not be the tainus of Takonos HaNeviim. Because the tainus of Takonos HaNeviim, Tzayma Rabi, Tzayma Hamishi, the tainus that Novi described, is a tainus that's not obligatory unless you're Makabalit. Or unless it's a time of Xeris HaMalchus. But if it's not a time of Xeris HaMalchus, then the tainus that the Neviim established is a tainus that you have to be Makabalit, it has to be Rotsu. So if you're Makabalit tainus, and then you go into Shavosu Batamus, then you have a tainus on the level of Takonos HaNeviim, a high level tainus. But if you're not Mekabalatinus, it's not Rotsu Nisanim, so yes, it's a minug. But you're going to only get, the minug only gives you what the minug can give you. The minug can give you an obligation to fast a tinus that's on the level of a minug. So that's all you're going to have. You're going to have a tinus on the level of a minug. We don't want a tinus on the level of a minug. We want a tinus on the level of Takonos HaNeviim. We want to have the kid, if already, we're fasting already, for the same money. We're going to be the same hungry anyway, so we're not going to. So if already we're fasting, we want a tainus that's going to be a fulfillment of the tainus mi takonos hanaviim, not a tainus that is a mere minog. So maybe the tainus esther, well anyway, it's only a minog. So what do you have to make an out? What do you have to make a kabbal? It's a minog. That's all you have. That's all you get. But here by Shiva Sabatamas, the Sabatavis saying with Dalia, you have the opportunity to have a tainus on the level of takonos hanaviim. So, but that requires rotsu misan, and that requires a kabbalah. If it says the Shulchan Aruch, by these three taniyos, you should be metabolitinus. The tzibur should be metabolitinus. Because if they're not going to be metabolitinus and just rely on the minog, so what do they have? They'll have another tinus ester. They say, fine, but we want more. You can have more. Be metabolitinus. Then it's rotsu misanim. If it'll be rotsu misanim, you're going to get a tinus on the level of takonos HaNeviim, and that's the kind of tinus that that's bigger. It's better. So therefore, that's why the Shulchan Aruch holds you have to announce the tinus before. Yeah, there's more to talk about on this topic, but I want to get back to the question about the airplane, and I think we're running out of time. So let's go back to the airplane issue. There's a very fascinating Nachal Eshkol. The Nachal Eshkol was a parish on the Sefer Eshkol exhibition, and there was a German Rav of Orbach, I forgot his first name, he wrote a commentary on the Sefer Eshkol. It's called Nachal Eshkol. So he brings there in that Sefer that the minug in Copenhagen is very far up north, and the summer taniyos are very long, and it's, I don't know, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, the taniyos is very long. So he writes that the minug in Copenhagen was that in the summer taniyos, they fasted until, I don't know exactly, until, except for Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av went the whole way, but they probably just went to sleep fasting. But by the other taniyos, they only fasted till, let's say, 9 o'clock. And then they broke their fast, even though outside it was still light. So he says, what's the logic of such a minute? And I said, light outside. The fast has to go, you know, the fast has to go till nightfall, till Tzeis HaKechovim. So what was the justification for this minute? So he says, he thinks the justification, he suggests the following justification. That they probably held that since all of these taniyos, as we saw in the Gemara, are rotsu misanim, rotsu ein misanim, they're voluntary. As long as it's not a time of Xeris HaMalchus, they're voluntary. So he said, but the only thing is, B'chai Yisrael were mekabel to fast. The minhag became that we're all in a state of Ratzu. So he says, B'chai Yisrael were mekabel to fast as the number of hours that the fast lasted in the normal places where Jews lived. Jews at the time when we were first mekabel these taniyos, they hadn't gotten as far as Copenhagen. They lived in normal places like, I don't know, whatever, North Africa and France and Germany. They weren't living in Copenhagen. And therefore what they were mekabel was the fast that has the duration, 14-hour fast, whatever it is, from whatever the fasts are in the normal place that we live. And therefore that's all that, since it's Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Misanim, the fast, the chatkil, is not obligatory in the first place. The fast is only voluntary. So what were we mekabel voluntarily? We were mekabel to fast 14 hours, 15 hours, not more. The same way the Ramban writes that we weren't mekabel to fast the night before. Tisha B'Av, you have to fast the night before. The other time years, originally, the way the Nevi'im envisioned it, there was also the night before. But that must be, we weren't mekabel. So the same way, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, we were never mekabel to fast at 11 o'clock at night. And therefore, that's why they were justified in breaking their fast after 9 o'clock. That's what the Nachal Eshkol suggests as a defense of this minhag of Copenhagen. So, the Chatzil, when the Sholei asked me the Shalom about the airplane, so I thought maybe we could compare it to this Nachal Eshkol. that the same way the Nachal Eshkol writes that in Copenhagen they didn't fast for longer because the Kabbalah was the Rotsa Masanim, the Minhag Yisrael was to fast for 14-15 hours, but not to fast for 11 o'clock at night. So likewise, the person's on a plane, the fast is going to be 6 hours longer. That never went into the original Rotsa Masanim. We were never Makabal. Christ was never Makabal to fast such a long fast. So therefore, maybe there could be a justification here similar to that minute in Copenhagen, that he should be able to stop fasting once he reaches a point where, once he's fasted so long, that, you know, it's already the equivalent of 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, let's say, from where he left. So he's been fasting as long as a normal fast order lasts. So maybe it would be already justifiable that he should be able to break his fast. But I think that it's really not, I don't think it's really a good hector for several reasons. First of all, the Svar of Nachal Eshkol itself is very questionable. It's not. I don't think it's really analogous to the Ramban about fasting the night before, and I'll tell you why. We already saw in the language of the Ramban that even though these taniyos are rotsu masanim, rotsu ein masanim, they're voluntary, don't have to fast. We makabel we fast, but we did a gemara. It's rotsu masanim, rotsu ein masanim. That does not mean that when we decide to fast on these days, that it's some kind of brand new tainus that we just made up on our own. That has nothing to do with the original Takana Sanhedrin. So the language of the Rambam is that all of these four tainus, and I'm talking with Manazeh, when it's Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Misanim, but we all decided that we're going to be Misanim. The Rambam says all of these tainus are Midibay Anivim. Why is it Midibay Anivim? As far as the Nevi'im are concerned, we don't have to fast. We're just fasting voluntarily. So what does that have to do with Dibay Anivim? So I said it at the beginning of this year. Apparently the Rambam holds that even though it's Rotsu Masanim, Rotsu Masanim, we don't have to fast, but once we decide to fast, Shas, you need a Kabbalah Tainus, you don't need a Kabbalah Tainus, that's the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, but once we decide to fast, maybe with a Kabbalah, without a Kabbalah, once we decide to fast, so we plug into the original Takonas and Nevi'im, and now we have a Kiyum of fast of a Tainus with Dibay Nevi'im, not a private Tainus like a Tainus Chalayim. And therefore, if you want to plug into the Takonas and Nevi'im, so it has to be a real Tainus that the Nevi'im would recognize. A Tainus that stops at 9 o'clock when it's still light outside, that has nothing to do, that may be some kind of Tainus, some kind of private Tainus, maybe you could make up such a Tainus. It's also questionable. But it's certainly not the Tainus that the Nevi'im were talking about. It's not the Tzomer Rvi and the Tzomer Chamishi that the Novi Zechariah is talking about, and that's the Tainus that we were Mekabel, and that's the Tainus that we have to fast. So how can we stop it before it's over? It's not going to be, it's not a Tainus at all. You'll ask me, but what about the Ramban? The Ramban says that why don't we fast the night before? The original Tainus included the night before. The original Tainus included Rechitza V'sicha, not bathing, and that we were not, and that the Ramban says we don't do why? Because Rotsu, we were not Mekabel at. The Tainus is only to the extent that we were Mekabel. I think it's not analogous. It's not the same. In the halacha itself, the halacha recognizes a category of Tainus that starts in the morning and a category of Tainus that starts the night before. The Mishnah says in Tainus that when there was a drought, was set in motion a series of Taniyos of increasing severity. The first, the earlier Taniyos would only start in the morning, and they would not include Rechitza V'sicha, they would only be Achila V'shtiyo. And then, if the drought continued and became more severe, then they would increase, they would ratchet up the severity of the Tainus. There would have been other Taniyos that started the night before, that already included all of the five Inuyim. So in the halacha itself, we have different levels of Tainus. So there I could understand the Ramban. The Ramban is saying that even though the original Takonas and Nevi'im was a very severe Tainus that started the night before and that had and included all of the five Inuyim, but every Tainus has layers. So the Halacha recognizes a light Tainus and there's a medium Tainus and there's a severe Tainus. The original Tainus was a severe Tainus. We are Mekabel only the light aspect of it. We're Mekabel it in the light version. It's like layers. The Tainus has layers. There's a light layer, then there's a more severe layer, and a more severe layer. The original Tainus had all of the layers. What we're Mekabel are the lighter layers. We're Mekabel from the morning, and then the Achilim Shti, and so on. But at least what we're Mekabel is a recognizable Tainus that the Halacha understands, and that is included, it's subsumed in the original Takonas and Nevi'im. So the original Takonas and Nevi'im included more. So if you want, you can Mekabel more. But if you want to be Mekabel all of the layers, you can at least be Mekabel some of the layers. But to be Mekabel that I'm going to be Misana, you know, let's say we would say, Rotsu Misana, we're going to have a Shivasa Batamus, but only Achila, not Shtiyah. You know, we'll eat, we'll have shtiyah. Yeah, achil and ashtiyah, because coffee, I know, I'm chalashing for coffee. The coffee's very hard. The meal's not so terrible. So with the mekabel, we're not going to eat, but we're going to still have coffee. And we'll say, well, it says rotsu nisanim, rotsu nisanim. We can mekabel as much as we want. Avada doesn't make any, would have no, it certainly would not be the rotsu nisanim that the Gemara is talking about. The rotsu nisanim has to be a tainis that Talofa recognizes a tainis, that is therefore an element in the original takonis and nevi'im. If we're going to mekabel something less than that, then what we have is nothing to do with the takonis and nevi'im. Chai solim mekabel to fast the takonis and nevi'im. Aye, well, what about the minig in Copenhagen? So what about, in Copenhagen they stopped fasting at 9, the Nachal Eshkol says they stopped fasting at 9 o'clock. Is that really indefensible? We would like it to be defensible. So I think I think the answer would have to be that in Copenhagen, or those kind of places, they were not, minig Yisrael was, says, Rotsim Asanim, Rotsim Asanim, it's voluntary. Minig Yisrael is that we decided that we're going to all be Rotsim. You didn't have Gemara, you don't have to fast these fasts. But Minig Yisrael is we decided that we're going to fast all of these three taniyos. And therefore, for us, it's obligatory. So I think the pshat in the Minig in Copenhagen is that the people in Copenhagen, or the people who lived, those kehilas that were established in those northern latitudes, their approach was to say, who's we, white man? We're not part of the we. Those we up there in these countries, we were never mekabel the original tainus of the Nevi'im. We don't go, it's Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ayim Misanim. So all of you Jews down south, you were a mekabel that you want to be Misanim, you want to observe the Takonis and Nevi'im. For us it's too hard, because for us if we're going to observe the Takonis and Nevi'im, we're going to have to fast till 12 o'clock at night. So we were never mekabel it at all. We don't want to be stam Shkotsim. So we made our own tainus. That has nothing to do with Takonis and Nevi'im. And we made a tainus that only rests till 9 o'clock. And our tainus is not the tainus of Takonis and Nevi'im. Our tainus is the tainus in Copenhagen. That's a pure tainus of Minog. But it has nothing to do with the tainus of Zchari Hanovi. And it's not, but it's different than the tainus of the rest of Klal Yisrael. And that they could do. So Kehila has a right to say Minog HaMokom. And Minog is defined, Minog always by definition, is Minog HaMokom. So Copenhagen can say, the Minig HaMokim in Copenhagen is that we don't have Shivosa Batamas at all. We have our own thing, we have our own tainus, our own voluntary tainus. Nothing to do with Takonis and Nevi'im. And our tainus only lasts as long as we want. If we're making up a tainus on our own, we're making up a Minig on our own, so we can fast till 9 o'clock. Halachically, does that really have the force of a tainus? Maybe even not, but it's a Minig. For a Minig, anything goes. So that's their Minig. But it's not Shivosa Batamas. So that's good if you live in Copenhagen and that's your Minig HaMokim. But if you live in Tinek, or you live in Flatbush, so your Minig HaMokom is that you have Shivosa Batamas. That's binding. And Shivosa Batamas is a Shivosa Batamas not that you made up. The Shivosa Batamas is the Shivosa Batamas that the Nevi'im described, that you're plugging into by all of us being Rotsu. So once the Minig HaMokom is Minig of Kol HaMekomos, except for Copenhagen, Minig of Kol HaMekomos is that we accepted the Taniyos of Zchariah HaNavi. So we have to observe the tainus the way Zchariah HaNavi envisioned it. A tainus that the halacha recognizes is a tainus that goes, maybe not from the night before, but at least the minimum level of tainus that the halacha takes cognizance of is a tainus that lasts until the end of the day, until Tzitzit Yechovim. And therefore, I didn't think that in this case of a person flying, that you could build on this minhag of Copenhagen, on this sort of Nachal Eshkol, even if it's true, it could only be true for a whole Medina, but not for an individual. And bottom line, the fellow, as I told you before, he canceled his flight. In any event, we're in a time when it's Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ein Misanim. We should see soon that time when it'll be L'Sosin L'Simcha, and it won't be voluntary, and it'll be obligatory not to fast and to celebrate these days.